Hey, this is Mike Wilmot with Microsoft. I want to talk real quickly today about DataXen, which is an acquisition that Microsoft made recently in the business intelligence platform. It allows you to do really interesting visualizations that surface KPIs and mobile solutions on the web and on your phone and on your desktop. So DataXen comes from a company called Component Art, and with a name like Component Art, you'd expect really beautiful visualizations. So that's exactly what it does. It relies on three different pieces. The server, the DataXen server, which I'm running a DataXen server up on an Azure, Microsoft Azure virtual machine through IaaS. And IaaS is a way of hosting a virtual machine, infrastructure as a service, on Microsoft Azure. So I've got a server running, the DataXen server. If you go to dataxen.com, you'll find that you can download the server there. The next thing is you want to use the DataXen app on your local machine. I have a Microsoft Surface device that I'm going to use today to create a visualization. And the last thing you want to do is consume it on your mobile device. So you connect to the server, you produce visualizations and artifacts on your local machine, and then you can connect and consume to those via browser, via desktop app, or via your, say, phone or iPad-type device. So I went and downloaded the DataXen app through the App Store, and here it is actually on my desktop. When I open this publisher, there's a publisher app that you can publish. There's also a viewer if you just want to have your users view items on the desktop. You can also send them to a browser. And let me show you kind of where the assets that I have on this virtual machine are. If I go to dataxen.cloudup.net, then we can go to that, and then I have a user that I'm going to log in there. So what we'll see when I log in here is that I've got some different dashboards that I've posted, and I've led other classes for DataXen. You can see that some of the students that I've had have uploaded some of the dashboards here. If we click on just a given dashboard here, this is all going to render in HTML5, and it's something that we can produce a dashboard in these different server groups. So in the top you saw Bluebell, that's one of the server groups. Each of these server groups has its own set of permissions and assets and artifacts that we can leverage there. You can see it produces really nice, pretty visualizations. If I want to go ahead and produce one myself, I'm just going to log into the DataXen server here. Give it my credentials, and you saw too that there's a default DataXen server that you can connect to when you download the app. So you don't necessarily have to have your own server to start out with, but as you want to start producing things, then you're going to have your own server. So I've got different groups here, like BI Server Group, Bluebell Azure KPI Group. I've also got the ability to store KPIs here and store them with different visualizations that are on the KPIs that might be sourced from, say, a SQL Server query. I'm also able to use a mouse or my finger when I kind of want to scan through these dashboards. And you can also just click on a given dashboard here, and let's just click on this class trial project, for instance. What this is going to do is pull this dashboard up for us that we can visualize it on our desktop now. So say we wanted to come in and create a new dashboard, I would just right click here and click on create. We'll start from an empty dashboard. And this is going to give us a canvas that we can change the number of rows and columns, the granularity of it. We can also come up here and change the mode that we're on and also change the colors. So let's just go ahead and start with the default dashboard. I'm going to put a time navigator up here. This time navigator is going to allow us to time slice through the dashboard. We might want to put some kind of indicator on here, as well as let's put another graph or gauge up here. And then lastly, what I'll do is come in here and we'll scroll down to these different visualizations. We might want a tree map, put that on here, and we want, say, some comparison chart. So when this is done, we're going to have a full dashboard that we can leverage. We also, at some point, want to come in here and change the data that we have, and we can upload data to this to kind of change the simulated data that it generates. Also, you can see here that we come through here and we can look at a tablet mode. We might want to put different items on our tablet, and you can do the same for your phone. Let's go with phone mode. And again, as we publish this, it's going to remember these settings, and it's going to allow us to have different UI for each of these form factors. You can also hit the preview here, run the preview, and this is a way to see how it looks on the different types of devices. Lastly, what we want to do is we can save it locally. So I'll save this thing. I'll choose a default folder, and I'll use my default folder there. The last thing we want to do is take this thing and send it up to the server. So let's go ahead and right-click on this. And what we'll do is publish to server. I'm going to send it to datazencloudup.net. I'm going to publish it to, say, the Bluebell server. Let's go to the BI one, actually, because it's less populous. And we'll go ahead and publish this to the BI dashboard, and it's called New Dashboard, which is not very creative, but that's okay. So as we publish this, it's going to go to the BI dashboard hub on datazen.cloudup.net. So when we go back to datazen.cloudup.net, we want to look for the BI server group, and so over time, what's going to happen is this thing is going to get published up into that area. So hopefully this gives you a sense of what's possible in DataZen. Again, you have the connect, produce, and consume. The connect is up on the server, and here's our dashboard here. The produce is from the desktop, and the consume is from the mobile device.